The other thing I was thinking about after you had phoned, one of my rememberings, and I'm sure that everyone else would remember as well, we used to have a May Day.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody would, from all the schools around, would collect at Central Park, mm-hmm. in the triangle that is cleared where all the playfields are, and the other ones in Confederation Park in North Winnipeg. And they would have male pole dancing and everything like that, a traditional May Day.
Right.
And we also used to participate in the one in New Westminster.
Mm-hmm.
That was a day off from school, which is always very popular. Yeah. Excuse me. And we would go there as well. So we always thought May was a pretty darn nice time.
Mm-hmm.
One for our own and one for the one in New Westminster. But all the people in South Burnaby and East Burnaby used to orient themselves to New Westminster.
Right.
Because it was a very popular town center, mm-hmm. at that time. And we felt in most cases more closely aligned with New Westminster than, say, necessarily Vancouver,
mm-hmm.
except for Woodward Stores.
Right. So, yeah, this is the interesting thing that has come out of some other interviews, is the way that there was this kind of big separation, I guess, across the Central Valley,
mm-hmm.
between the south and the north. The people in North Burnaby looked to either, say, East Vancouver, or in some cases at the other end towards Port Moody.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas people down here would look towards New West.
Yeah, well, you see, the difficulty that you have is that the Central Valley doesn't allow you access through with the corridors of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the old Spurling alignment was built on willow sticks.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much peat in the center there. And before more modern technology has taken over to be able to preload it with sawdust and sand and things of that nature and spread the footings and all, they actually took the willow branches there,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, and wound it with wire and dropped them off in bales,
mm-hmm.
and then built over that. So Spurling from the knoll of land around the Columbia Four Rinks and the ice arena and the swimming pool, which is a solid knob,
mm-hmm.
from there beyond was all built on these willow sticks,
really?
To keep the roads. And you could go over that and it would bounce, but it would support the weight of the traffic on top of it,
right.
until we put through the Kensington Overpass,
mm-hmm.
and then of course is a proper foundation type road.
Right.
But you see, you don't have very many opportunities of getting through it,
mm-hmm.
because it was so costly and the municipality was broke,
right.
To make those connections north-south.
Mm-hmm.
So the municipality's origin was east and west.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we connected into... Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fine, thank you. We would connect to New Westminster, or in the case of Woodward Stores, to Vancouver.
I'm really interested about that Woodward Stores connection. It really is an interest in that they would serve out so far.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was... I can still see my mom carrying that, and the tips of her fingers would be blue,
mm-hmm.
you know, or white, because it cut the circulation off.
Mm-hmm.
And but they were like pack horses.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah. And there was only a very few stores around that actually were the old originals. You know, there were some good old general stores.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's still one that is still functioning, but not as a general store anymore. But the Axworthy store up at Royal Oak.
Right.
Dennis is still around. But I'm sure his father wouldn't be still alive. But... And the Hickmans that had their store at Central Park, old Alfred just died. He was almost 100 when he died.
Mm.
And of course he was involved in the grocery store and in the lawn bowling that was a bit of little old England.
Oh, right.
The lawn bowling club at Central Park itself. I know Rick is around, but that's the grandson. But I'm not sure that he would still carry any of the history of the early clubs.
Right.
Problem is, and this is what we found in writing Pioneer Tales,
right,
that a lot of the people were dying off before we even got the book going.
Right.
And I could only push council to provide funding on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm.
That I felt that if I pushed too hard, I would get nothing.
Right.
But if I could push 10,000, 20,000, and get them hooked on it,
mm-hmm,
and to see some of the advantages of it all, then of course that would be a great benefit.
Mm-hmm.